A few years ago, as part of our Lenten liturgy in church, each week we added relevant items to a Lenten boat. As we were thinking about Peter's story, the item added was a welcome mat. It's always a source of amazement to me how God speaks into the ideas and topics of the day. So I was perhaps not surprised to find in our passage today the words written at the top of this reflection, how Jesus welcomed the crowd. It is also a wonder how we can look at an item or hear words and interpret those words and images in so many different ways. At the time, someone didn't like the fact that the welcome mat was brand new and had no signs of use. He would have preferred a mat which had seen much use and which demonstrated the hospitality of the house outside which it served its purpose. Personally, I can see that point and I like it as an interpretation, but I also like the fact that it was brand new. In its shiny newness, it was very sparkly. It spoke to me of how our welcome should be a fresh and new adventure with every friend or stranger who comes to us. Secondly, the passage returns to the subject I've written about over the past few days, so I'll not repeat myself, but it does remind us of the challenge to speak of the gospel. Thirdly, I was spoken to by the healing that Jesus performed. We are not all called to carry out physical healing, but we are called to be healers in people's lives, in their worries and distress, in their seeking the truth of God in their lives, in their joys and in their sorrows. In all of these places and many, many more, we can be part of the bringing of wholeness into people's daily lives. Finally, although we often have stories to tell of God working in our lives, we are called to be aware that we also have a vital part to play in the stories that others will tell of their experience of God. I've chosen as our hymn today, Singing the Faith 655, We Cannot Measure How You Healed.